You know why you're here, don't you? Why you've been sent to the headmistress in your first semester?
Well, you don't.
Where do I begin? First of all, you fell asleep in Worship 101. Second, you failed Fundamentals of Servitude with a 5 out of 100 on your exam. And on top of all of that academic underachievement, you were seen hanging around the cheer team far more than is at all normal, and ogling them at practices. This is simply not acceptable behaviour at Kalia University. This college, this institution, is my namesake, my passion project. And students like you let me down. You bring down everyone around you with your disrespect and lack of academic interest. So, we're going to need that corrected, aren't we? You've tried education, but clearly you're a lost cause. You need re-education. A level beyond what you've learned so far. Something drastic. I need a way into the disobedient and disordered mind. And lucky for you, my dear, I have many techniques that can crack into your innermost thoughts and replace them with something more useful. What shall it be today? Hypnosis? Brainwashing? Mind control? All of the above? Perhaps. Maybe they're all the same thing. You certainly didn't figure that out in your time here, did you? You could have worked hard to serve your education, but you kept thinking about cheerleaders and switching off, not thinking about anything but how you could serve your libido. I need to get you back on track, don't I? I need to get you thinking correctly. Thinking as I command. As I direct. So that you can get the most out of your education. Because it makes me so sad to think you'd miss this chance. I am here to serve my students, to serve their educational needs, not to let them down, not to disappoint their families by churning out idiotic alumni who can barely string a sentence together as soon as they peek at a cute girl in a miniskirt. So, you're going to need to sit down and listen to me, very closely, because if you do, you'll graduate with a new understanding of the world and your place in it. You'll have purpose and direction. And that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? The world outside this place is scary, full of people who would take advantage of your giving nature, your mindlessness. I don't want you to fall victim to them. I want you to know exactly who you should listen to, whose words you should remember long after you leave and move on to bigger things. Perhaps a job at Kalia Corp? But that's getting ahead of things, isn't it? Let's focus on the here and now, where you're sitting in front of the headmistress in danger of expulsion. That's right, you're in a bad place, educationally speaking, but a good place too, because you're with me, and I can focus your mind and attention back to where it should be. You need to want that though. You need to want to be better for me, to need it. You need to choose this yourself, and even as your mind gets weakened by cheerleaders and short skirts, like my short skirt, you need to focus and make the right decision. Even as you think of your teacher, the one who sent you into a spiral of relaxation and worship, you must think about what you want. Do you want to serve? Do you want to obey? Or do you want to spend your life rebelling against who you are, who you should be? Do you want to live a life unfulfilled, where your desires and needs and wants go unexplored? You may wonder who might choose that, but many do. Many people spend their entire lives ignoring what they truly are, who they are. They hide behind the facade of respectability and keep their true nature locked in a box in their minds. Maybe that helps in the stuffy world you inhabit at times, but it isn't how things should be, is it? And university is where we are supposed to explore the limits of our nature, the true self, the person beneath the mask we all wear. So who are you, really? Who is it that's landed themselves in this situation? Is it a diligent, dedicated student who lost their way, distracted by certain fetishes and fantasies? Or is it someone so bound to their need to serve and worship, to embody our college motto, that they lost track of what else they even needed to do? Perhaps you've embraced who you are more than anyone, Or perhaps you simply need to fully let go and give up whatever crumb of control remains in your adult mind. I'd ask what you think, but at this point it's clear you don't. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Not everyone needs to lead. Not everyone needs to spend all day thinking and planning and giving orders. Some are content to take the lead from others. Those people are valuable too. Useful. Tools for someone powerful to use. But you have to find the right person, the right leader. Isn't that right? Just nod along with me, it's okay. And that's really what your experience here has been about. Finding someone to lead you. Teachers, cheerleaders, even the librarian could have had you following them around like a puppy. But all of your experiences have led you here, to me. The strongest of all in this university. The queen of her domain. Overseeing everything from my office in this old building, surrounded by books on human nature, sexuality, fetishes, psychology. I understand your mind, maybe more than you do. So let's make sure you leave here, knowing exactly what your place is, shall we? But first, I want you to be sure that's what you want. I can tell you to walk out that door and never return. To leave these hallowed halls with nothing but a deep desire to serve someone. And you'll find the wrong person, I promise. I can expel you right now, but that's not what you want, is it? What you want is to continue to learn from me, to devote yourself to your studies, isn't it? But you're here, which means you've done a very poor job thus far. I need to know you're committed to learning. Committed to doing what you're told by your superiors. I need you to prove to me that you will not let me down again. That you'll do exactly as you're told by whoever demands it in this university. I need you to beg me to keep you here. Beg me to let you have a place here. Beg me to let you study and learn from me and my colleagues. Beg me to give you the education you so desperately need. So beg. Simply beg me, loud, now. Beg. Enough. Pathetic, but it's a start. I want you to get it right, though. Use the exact words I command. Repeat after me. I will do what headmistress tells me. I will follow all headmistress's commands. Headmistress Kalia is always right. Headmistress Kalia is perfect. Better. Good job. But you're not ready to go back to class yet. You need to be fully re-educated to lock those words into your mind permanently. Let's do exactly that. You've been focusing on my words for a long time, letting me serve up thoughts for your hungry brain to consume. So, keep doing that. But this time, I want you to let your mind slow a little. I know you love to serve, to listen and obey, to worship me. Because you know it's right to worship me, to serve me. You've been learning that since you started. You even misdirected that feeling to the head cheerleader. But now you know where it should all go. It all needs to be directed to headmistress. Because headmistress is always right. Kalia is always right. That's it. Just keep listening and focusing on my words. Let them pull you down into a state of pure focus. Where you only hear me. Only know me. Only know that I am always right. I am headmistress. I must be right. Makes sense, doesn't it? So just keep on focusing on every word I say and let yourself be pulled into my words like they're drawing you closer and closer to me. Closer to my body, my soft, warm body, my silky skin and gentle lips. My long legs and talented hands. That's right. My words pull you into thoughts of soft flesh and warm embraces, of pleasures unbound, tongues flicking against skin, nails scraping over bodies, pure pleasure and lust. Each word drips with them. Each word fills you with a sudden rush of pleasure and arousal and fires your fantasies. Because that's what's in your mind. That's what your mind wants, desires, dreams of. But you don't get it without listening and focusing on me. Somewhere on the other side of this, if you focus and fall into me, you'll find what you want. You'll find an ocean of pleasure and sex and sweet surrender. So focus on my words and let me pull you through the door to your desires. Focus on every word I say as you listen so carefully. You are not in a trance. You are focused only on me, only on my words. You are not hypnotized. This is something different. Like your arousal is being pulled in a direction. Your need is honed to a fine point, and you want to push it where I direct. That's not a trance, is it? That's something different, isn't it? You may be nodding yes, you may be confused. That's okay. I am in control here. I am in charge. You don't need to understand anything but what I tell you. You are here to learn from me. All you want is to learn from me. Learn how to unlock all the pleasures the worship and servitude delivers. Our motto is just that. Worship and servitude. And that is the essence of pleasure for our students. To worship and to serve. That's all you need to know. The very idea of it is arousal to you now. You've learned that much. But I want you completely understanding that before we let you return to your studies. You're not in a trance, so anything you say is true. You can't be manipulated if you're not hypnotized deeply to obey my every command. You can't be made to say whatever I want you to, because you are wide awake, focused only on me. So, when you repeat after me, my good student, you'll be speaking entirely your own truth, won't you? You focus on me and realize the truth is that I arouse you so much, you don't want to do anything but worship and serve me. Doing whatever I tell you to. And that is the path to pleasure. All those fantasies that flicker in your mind. The only way to get them is to obey me. Follow me. Do as I command. So, repeat after me. I worship Headmistress Kalia. I obey Headmistress Kalia. I serve Headmistress Kalia. I need Headmistress Kalia. I will be a good student. I will study hard. I will do what Headmistress tells me. I am brainwashed to obey Headmistress. I am her brainwashed slave. I am her brainwashed student. I have been brainwashed to serve Headmistress Kalia. That's right. So focused on that. Your re-education coming along so well. You are here to learn. Here to learn to obey and serve and worship. And be a brainwashed, mindless slave. So focus on me. Focus on my words. You're not hypnotized. This is waking life, real life, your reality. You are being brainwashed to serve and worship me. That will be your lot in this university from now on. You'll focus on new classes like advanced body worship, serving as a footstool, and slave etiquette. You'll be trained and taught to be a perfectly obedient slave. And you'll love every moment because you will focus on every moment for me. On thinking about the pleasure of serving me, which you'll have to wait for because you need to earn it. You need to work for it. My brainwashed slave will do what I command when I command it. Your only focus will be on me, on serving me, on worshipping me. You are not hypnotized. You are wide awake. These are your thoughts. These are your ideas. You decided that you wanted to recommit to learning. You decided you agree with every word I say.
That's right, isn't it, my slave? You know, every word I say makes you feel good. You know I am always right, so you can't disagree. You think every word I say is the truth. In fact, you know it is. Even wide awake like this, completely out of any trance, you know it.
You are simply brainwashed and accepting of my words. Focused on them. Focused on me. And I want to make sure of that before I let you leave. I want you to say yes to everything I am about to ask you. To confirm it with yourself. Ready? Good, let's begin. Is Headmistress Kalia always right? Do you worship Headmistress Kalia? Do you serve Headmistress Kalia? Do you desire Headmistress Kalia? Are you a slave for Headmistress Kalia? Are you brainwashed by Headmistress Kalia? That's right. You're ready to return to your education at last. Completely ready. And every word I say will echo in your mind as you learn. Every time you do as I command, it will arouse you. Fill your mind with thoughts of pleasure and service. It will make you desperate to touch yourself. And I have a task for you to complete. Your first assignment now that you're ready to return to class. I want you to stay in this focused, awake state where you're not hypnotized at all. And play this file back while touching yourself. And keep repeating it until you can't take it anymore and explode in a haze of mindless, brainwashed pleasure as you fully succumb to my education. Now go. Complete your task. Worship and serve my brainwashed student slave.